This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Corporate wokeness may be fading, and one illustration of that can be found in the change in corporate policies at one of the largest corporations in the world. Lathan Watts, Vice President of Alliance Defending Freedom, was on my radio program to talk about his article, "Will Walmart Be a Leader in Abandoning Corporate Wokeness?" Recently, Robbie Starbuck and the Rollback DEI campaign announced that Walmart distanced itself from its diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. Lathan Watts reported that investment advisors, corporate engagement consultants, and investors who manage billions in assets and millions in Walmart stock recently sent a letter of encouragement to Walmart. Also joining as signatories to the investors' letter were members of the State Financial Officers Foundation, a coalition of 38 financial officers from 28 states. The letter offered support for Walmart's decision, but also pointed to the fact that DEI has the opposite effect of its stated goals. DEI policies introduce serious legal, operational, and reputational risk to companies. In previous commentaries, I've documented numerous studies that illustrate the failure of DEI policies and the problems they often present to a company. In the letter, the investors and state financial officers also pointed to the most recent executive orders from President Donald Trump aimed at removing discriminatory DEI practices from the federal government and private companies. Walmart executives probably also learned from the cautionary tales of brands like Bud Light, Disney, and Target. Consumers want companies to provide quality goods and services and stay out of the culture wars. Walmart made the right decision. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view on chemical abortion, go to viewpoints.info/chemicalabortion. Viewpoints.info/chemicalabortion.